Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to Minigame, a podcast about video game stories and why we love them. I'm Michael Ferris. How do you see the world? Is your worldview based solely on your environment? Or is there something more personal, maybe even biological, to your perspective? Plenty of RPGs allow you to make decisions and choose dialogue, but you are mostly always stuck in a set worldview and perspective. In Mass Effect, regardless if you choose to play as a good guy or a bad guy, you are always going to be the savior of the galaxy. In Skyrim, you are always going to be the Dragonborn and set on a direct path to power. In contrast, in Disco Elysium, you are a complete blank slate. Free to make your own path, perspective, and worldview. In Disco Elysium, you are a cop who wakes up after a bender of drugs, drinking, and disco. Your hotel room is trashed. You have no memory of your name, job, location, why you're there, or why everyone seems to already know you and hate you. Not too long after waking up from your bender, you realize you were assigned to go to the rundown city of Rebishal to solve a murder that has ties to a local labor union dispute. You can craft your own version of the cop using a completely innovative character creator. When creating a character in a typical RPG, you select generic and unclear statistics, strength, intelligence, charisma, etc., and it's hard to know exactly how these stats will play out in the game. In Disco Elysium, you instead select different personality traits that allow you to craft your own brain, and this system allows for an increased immersion into the storytelling of the game instead of just selecting pre-written dialogue options. And this system allows for more creative ways to investigate the murder. The biggest standout of all of these personality traits is called Inland Empire. With Inland Empire, you can expand your imagination beyond what is worldly possible. You have conversations with inanimate objects, clothing, the dead, and so on. Your perspective of the world feels infinite, and yet, mostly useless. The skill rarely helped with the actual nitty-gritty of the murder investigation, but it does come in handy when trying to connect with some of the citizens of Rebishal who have a less firm grip on reality. Sometimes, in order to understand the strange, you must be a little strange too. My version of the detective was fairly similar to myself. A socially awkward brainiac who occasionally lacks social graces. I had dumped a lot of skill points into the encyclopedia trait, so I knew minute details about the history of the world. The conceptualization and visual calculus traits allowed me to take bits and pieces of the world, so I can piece together crime scenes and even see into the city's past. A broken fence can show the path of a mysterious car, and a broken stained glass window can reveal a beautiful goddess. Some of these traits, however, made some of the more standard police work fairly difficult for me. Skill checks involving connecting to people on an emotional human level frequently failed, and my attempts to be cool and sociable were ungodly embarrassing. There is one sequence in the game in which you are given the opportunity to sing karaoke in the tavern in which you are living. You go up to the mic, tense and terrified. You roll a skill check for a skill called drama. With a success, you sing in a low, soothing baritone.
I would often go there. To the tiny church there. The smallest church in Sansan. Though it once was larger.
If you fail, well, you get this.
I would often go to the tiny church there. The smallest church in Sansan. Though it once was larger.
There is also a heavily political aspect to creating your character. Because of the heavily political city and nature of the murder, everyone is not shy with telling you their political beliefs and trying to get you to be the same. The city of Revachol itself was torn apart by a war between communists and the ruling class, and now the city is split into many factions, including capitalists, a pseudo-socialist labor union, and actual fascists. The skills you choose are vital to navigating these dangerous waters. Sometimes an empathy check will allow you to understand a person's belief, and in contrast, you may need to succeed in a composure check when people start to challenge your authority and beliefs, or you may end up slipping into an unrecoverable depression. When most games boast about their replayability, it often comes down to seeing one of two binary endings, good and evil. With Disco Elysium, every time you play, you can be someone new. The good cop, a bad cop, a moderate, a weirdo, an outcast, a loser, a communist revolutionary, a horrible racist, although I don't know why you would want to do that. The game feels full of infinite possibilities. Maybe it's because we as people are also somewhat infinite. Thank you very much for listening.
How the realm may rest down through the mist towards the seven sisters.
Executive producer of the Lore Party Podcast Network is Abu Zafar. Minigame is written and produced by Michael Ferris. Original music for Minigame is composed by Lawrence Kelly. Subscribe to Minigame and all the other Lore Party podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, and anywhere else you listen to podcasts. Follow Minigame on Twitter at Minigame Podcast and visit our website at loreparty.com. Thank you very much for listening.